Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
Time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headlines, just go. Jason and Deb t-shirt price pack coming up in just a second. Hold on for your chance to win that. Zach from New Braunfels tweets at Jason and Deb. Something about Jason saying he wants to see Katie's hot middle school pictures sounds a touch creepy.
A little bit.
A little bit.
No, I just knew that it would have. Pass. I'll do that tomorrow. Maybe make it a high school picture. Is it less creepy if I say high school picture? Is that better?
Yeah,
still
definitely.
Creepy, definitely, but definitely. Borderline.
Okay, fine. Let's talk about alcohols. Yes?
Sure.
I miss you, alcohol. You'll be back in my life soon. I told the soda people they have till football. They have till football. Then I'm driving myself out to the woods and I'm setting myself free. I'm saying,
are you going to throw rocks at yourself to make you
live your life? Go live. Okay, a survey of 2,000 drinkers asked them all sorts of what does this alcohol make you do? So I guess it raises the question, and has a scientist look into this and figured things out? Do you get a different type of drunk depending on what you're drinking? Or that's not, do you... Is your drunken behavior, your drunken state, different based on what you're drinking?
I've always heard that.
I
don't need to meet vodka soda.
Vodka soda is Nick's drunken alter ego. Doesn't speak so great. Does a certain type of booze make you a certain type of drunk? Because, I have in my old age... grown to enjoy a good glass of red wine if I just want to chill, all right? If I just want to chill. But I think I'm probably placebo affecting myself, right? I'm drinking this wine because I want to chill, and then I just chill. I bet I could chug a bottle of Malbec and rage if I wanted to, all right?
Yeah, I mean, the science,
I could drink a Truly vodka and chill if I wanted to, right?
The science, I believe, would say that whatever is your state that you're in when you start drinking, it just will accentuate that. So if you are, if tequila is your go-to when you're, really sad or something, you could think that tequila makes you feel this way. But I know plenty of people that are like, I can't get drunk. Like, I can't drink tequila. It makes me wild and crazy.
Yeah. We'll get to
whiskey makes me fight.
Specific behaviors in a moment, but the... I guess most interesting question. What liquor gives you the worst hangover?
Tequila.
Oh, Katie with the win. Boom. Did it. It was only 22% of respondents said tequila, but that was the number one leader in most hangovery booze. Vodka was second, followed by whiskey, then rum. Mm-hmm. Now, that's it. I'm wrong. I disagree. The hangover... So there's a bunch of actual physiological factors that are in there.
I mean, sugar.
And, and probably whatever you're mixing with is going to play a big factor in that as well. The purity, how good of a distill you got going there.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's not the correct way to explain it.
I've always been told that, the brown liquors, the dark stuff makes you, is way more hungover.
That feels correct. And maybe, again, I don't know if there's any science behind that, but just the clear ones seems clean. Yeah. That's why tequila seems clean to me. But I guess you can get to see tequila.
What type of tequila?
I guess I'm a silver guy.
Yeah.
But some of you guys are brown tequila drinkers. Is that right?
I don't drink tequila at all because it's yucky.
I'd get down on some tequila.
I mean, I'll drink it because I'm a functional drinker. If it works, I'm down.
Right. Everyone has that one alcohol that they can't do anymore because they had a real bad experience with it.
See,
that's tequila for me.
False. Not everyone has that.
Jaeger.
All right?
Really?
Shout out to my friend, J.D. Lewis, former UT basketball player who, this is probably like 10 years ago when we actually started hanging out and becoming friends. Let's hang out again, J.D. I guess I haven't seen you since last year's tailgate. You remember when we could tailgate? But I remember the first time we went out drinking together, and he said, you want to get some shots? Should we get some shots? I was like, hell yes, let's get some shots. I'm ready. I'm all about this life.
Yeah, bro.
Tell me more about how you have Kevin Durant's cell phone number. That's a true thing. I probably shouldn't say that. I bet it's not his number anymore either. Sorry, JD. But so, yeah, we go to the bar, get some shots, and he's like, what do you want? And I sort of, with no shame, say, I shoot Jägermeister, mm-hmm. which I was a 30-year-old man at that point. It's difficult to explain to people that you still are drinking Jägermeister. And he says, oh, haven't you had like an experience with Jäger that makes you never want to drink it again? And I said, yeah, like 100.
Yeah,
but I'm sick.
What most
you,
of them.
What,
in fact.
What do you want from me? That's I'm still chasing the dragon, man. But that's it's tequila for you, Katie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Had a margarita tequila night at a friend's once in college.
Yeah. And now you can't do it anymore.
And then I woke up. Then I thought I was gonna die. Worst hangover of my very bad. So yeah. Well, I can still do it, but it's not enjoyable.
Right.
There was that one time that I had, I just drank a bottle of 7-Eleven wine in your pool. Mm. That was not a fun day the next day.
It was Moscato, wasn't it? You were doing it for the comedic purposes of it had been left off of our bracket.
And it was the Magnum, too.
And yeah, it wasn't a normal bottle of 750 milliliters. Is that the size of a normal wine bottle? It was like, the big handle-sized thing.
The big boy.
Nick chugged it. He drank it in like 15 minutes.
Oh, God.
It was...
good night.
Yeah, I can't imagine that worked out good for you, my man.
Yeah, I don't recommend it.
Okay.
Stick to Rumplemintz is what I say.
What alcohol are you most likely to get? What is most likely to get you arrested? Drunk on this means you're going to get arrested.
Ooh. I'm going to say like all of the super low quality light beers.
Just Busch.
Yeah.
Busch Natty Light.
Yeah.
You know what? Those are both Bud Light, in the Bud Light family. Don't air that.
That's
part.
Why I didn't say a specific brand.
Good thinking, Nick. Look at you. Leading the show in professionalism today.
Fear the beast.
Booze only. 42% said whiskey.
Yeah.
Whiskey is the number one go to jail alcohol.
I'm going to go to jail.
I think a tweeter was just drinking beer that day, right?
Yeah.
It seems correct. Rum was number two. See, tequila and vodka, they're all the way down there.
Oh, rum, actually, because, yeah, that's the pirate's drink.
Yeah.
Gin is the safest, I don't want to go to jail tonight drink.
Because it's
only 3%.
To drink.
Yeah. God damn it, I hate gin. D, you bitch. most likely to make you become nude in public.
Tequila.
They say vodka. Vodka is going to make you take off your clothes.
Yeah. Vodka soda likes to take off his clothes. You're lucky if it's just a shirt.
Most likely to make you get a tattoo while drunk.
That's a, for me, it's a vodka.
Vodka does it again. Well, yeah.
Vodka
was
specifically.
Was the winner. Let's see. let's go Beavis style. Most likely to make you set fires while drunk.
Fireball.
Yeah.
That was Katie in a mid-yawn. I saw that. We get past your photos section, and you're just like, I'm done with this show today. I'm over it. Tequila. They say tequila, but drinkers will set the fires. And average number of blackouts in a year by favorite alcohol type. That's kind of interesting. Who has the, so like the vodka people, the whiskey people, the tequila people, who has the most blackouts per year?
Whiskey.
Whiskey is low at 1.93 blackouts per year.
1.93?
Yeah.
That is low. I want to say tequila, but I think it's vodka.
It is tequila at 3.85 blackouts per year. Is 3.85 blackouts per year a lot?
Yes.
Not for me.
I mean, like...
Seems awfully low.
I would say so.
You think that's a lot, Kate?
Yeah. I would allow you maybe like one blackout. I mean, two a year. One for every half. You get a new year? No.
Can I save up my blackouts and do them like all at once?
Yeah.
Do I have to?
Sure. Why not?
I remember at the time we were talking to Dr. Drew on the phone. It was a long, long time ago. Mm-hmm. Whoever my co-host was at the time was accusing me of having a drinking problem and asking Dr. Drew if I had a drinking problem. And he says, have you ever blacked out from drinking? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, how many times? And I was like, I don't know, 50? That was like 23-year-old me. He was like literally horrified.
Yeah.
He stopped plugging whatever program he wanted to plug and said, you should be in a program right now. You should leave right now and get in a program.
I don't think I've ever...
And look, Dr. Drew, 15 years later, still just as fine?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. I don't think I've ever blacked out because before I get to that point, I throw up.
Oh, yeah. That's not... That won't say.
What is the
time.
Definition of blackout? It just is like, I don't remember. I don't remember things anymore,
right? Do you
remember,
like, is it everything you don't remember or...
Well,
like,
no, you remember your name. You
well,
did
then,
likely
no, no.
Could recognize
I mean, like,
your parents.
No, remember
but,
the
yeah.
things you did. You don't remember the things you did.
There's
the
a part
before.
In the evening have, where all of a sudden your brain just switches off. You time travel from, you know.
You have to wake up somewhere and be like, how did I get here?
Yeah.
Because like I'll do it several times.
You've never done that.
I don't think so. Because I get my body can't handle it. And it's like, get this out. Get it out. Now.
3.85 blackouts. That's like one South by Southwest for me. That's not funny. That's not good.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Yo, we have a Jason and Deb t-shirt prize pack to give away. 512-835-1015. And includes not only a limited edition Jason and Deb t-shirt, but also other goodies as well. Maybe we have lotto scratch-offs. Maybe we don't. I don't know what comes in those things. Jason and Deb t-shirt prize pack could be yours. Call now. What are we going to play, Katie?
Well, depends on your character from after you black out. And if your character is a good one, then you get to continue on as, like, I don't know where I'm going with this. We're playing the characters game that Doug Benson invented.
The Doug Benson's characters, is that what we call it?
Yeah.
Doug Benson's character.
Like
Doug Benson's IMDb game is what it's called, because he calls his the Jason and Deb IMDb game.
Well, this is the Doug Benson TV guide characters game.
The characters welcome.
Jesus Christ. No, it's not. It's called, because on his show, he calls Let's Talk Talkies Jason and Deb's IMDb game. And so on this show, we call it
Doug Benson's IMDb game. Using TV Guide because it's movies now.
Oh, my God. This
makes so much sense.
Good luck on the phone.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Romero and ATX tweets at Jason and Deb says, Jason, I'm not sure anyone in the wine industry has ever heard the words, I can chug a Malbec in rage. I'd pay to see that. I'd say you've seen pieces of it before, man. But yeah, we could probably pull that off. He continues, vodka is my hangover nemesis. Definitely not tequila. I'm Mexican. I'm practically 55% tequila. Yeah. Is it weird that I segregate my drinks based on different locales? And not for any sort of actual reason that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, tequila is my... I'm sitting in a World Series of Poker event, should be focusing on the game, but I'm going to order a Patron shot drink. That's a Vegas drink for me. Back when I used to do the Talking During Movies podcast at Dirty Bill's, I would drink a Crown with a Bud Light.
But that was because Global made you,
go
right?
No, he doesn't make me do anything, all right? I'm a grown man. I do what I want.
I just thought that was like, that was his...
That's in the theme song of Talking During Movies. I do what I want. No. That became, after I started doing it during every episode, it became a thing that became known.
I just remember the one time that I did it was like, oh, here's a Crown, here's a whatever. And I was
do
like,
what
oh,
Jason Dick,
what
as he calls
that's
it. Yeah. When I go to North San Antonio to play trivia at Moon Tower, that's where I drink Jaeger. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just seems like outside the city limits, it's appropriate.
It's like fireworks.
Sorry. Moon Tower, you're probably not outside the city limits, right? Remember when we used to be able to go places and do things? Those were the days. Mm-hmm. Pete Leander says, I'm 35 years old. I've had lots to drink. Never had a hangover. It's my superpower.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. You know what? The head of Global, Jason, from said podcast I just mentioned, he says the same thing, that he's never had a hangover. I don't believe you. I don't believe you guys. All right? I know there's something about your... kind of chemistry of your gut or something like that, that some people are less susceptible, more susceptible. You ain't trying hard enough. Pete, let me work with you, all right? Just like my, what was my Jason Dick School of Fatness for the people who were like, I can't gain weight. I'm trying to gain weight. I'll put some weight on you. Almost said the F word, all right? And if you're a I can't get a hangover person, let me
not to ruin this lucrative money-making opportunity for you, but isn't the answer just Jaeger?
It's going to be Jaeger, and it's going to, see, that's the thing, is we're gonna jump from liquor to liquor, all right? An assortment of different things.
A Staten Island iced tea.
Confuse you. We're going to run the annexation of Puerto Rico on your stomach, all right? That's what we're going to do, man.
Humble Risky.
All right, we have another Jason and Deb t-shirt prize pack to give away when we play Doug Benson's IMDb game. It's weird because I guess we don't use IMDb anymore. We've somehow switched to TVGuide.com. Mm-hmm. I was not notified. Got no memo on this, but that's what we're doing. Here's how this game works. Katie, don't shake your head at me, all right?
I'm not shaking my head at anyone.
That was addressed to Nick. Katie is going to read us the character names from we're playing movies today?
Yes.
The character names from a movie, not the actors, their character name in the movie, starting with the 10th billed character on TVGuide.com and then working up to the top character. Nick and I will buzz in when we think we know the movie, and then if you don't get to the top three, we can name the top three characters for bonus points. They don't have to be in order or anything like that, right?
Nope.
Just 1 point apiece. Okay, so everybody follow along on that?
Yep.
Yes, good. We know what we're doing. And Katie, we're playing on behalf of somebody, I presume, right?
Yes, we've got Jamie and Chris.
Who picked?
Jamie went for Jason and Chris going for Nick.
Well played, Jamie. Didn't you have a Jamie yesterday? Hey, real question.
Yes.
Do we have 8 listeners? Is that it? Are there only 8 people left listening to us?
Maybe.
This is probably a different Jamie than yesterday, I'm going to believe.
But I'm going to tell you the answer is yes, because the real number is yes.
Please, little baby Jesus, can I just do this for like another 10 years? Don't fire me this year or next year, okay? I got a lot of things that need to be paid for before then, okay? I will walk out hat in hand. Why would you walk out with your hat in your hand? Why do you do that? I will gracefully exit in 2030. Just give me the 2030, please. Come on.
That's in 10 years.
Yeah, that's like good. I'll be ready to retire.
47?
I'm going to do these next 10 years. I'm going to do enough things that I'll be able to retire and live out my last 5 to 6 years in peace.
Okay. Right?
But if you fire me, if this runs out this year or next year, real bad news for your guy. Real bad news. Don't do that, please. Okay, let's play the game. Everybody ready?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, hang on. Now I got to remind myself. Okay, characters, 10th build, movies.
I already feel
edition.
Like this is going to go tremendously.
Oh, really? Katie's excited about it. Okay, good. All right, do it, Katie. Number one.
All right. Well, the number 10 character.
Mm-hmm.
Fade's father. Karubi. Sandar. Krull. Dana. Limbo.
I'm out.
Atar.
Mm-hmm.
Ari. Thade. And Captain Leo Davidson.
What the... are you saying Fade or Thade?
Fade.
With T-H- a
T-H-A-D-E.
That's triggering something. Captain Leo what?
Davidson.
Leo Davidson.
Pete Leo Davidson's father.
Davidson.
I have no clue.
He was a firefighter. Could you be a captain
mm-hmm.
in the fire brigade?
Yeah, whoever runs the firehouse, captain of the firehouse.
Thade, Captain Leo Davidson.
Thade.
Captain Thade. Leo.
Okay, I'm out.
Are we both out?
But my guess, Treasure Planet.
I am out as well. When it was Captain Whoever, I started thinking, I was like, what's that Tom Hanks lands the plane in the whatever movie
Sully?
Called? I was like, oh yeah, his name is literally Sully Sullenberger. That's probably not Captain Leo Davidson, huh? Yeah, I don't have no idea.
Planet of the Apes,
Planet
2001.
Of the Apes, eh?
Okay.
Starring Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg is Leo?
Yep.
He would have to be,
yeah. Wow.
Tim Roth is Thade?
No.
Paul Giamatti pass. Is Limbo.
Pass.
Right.
Okay, zero
that's
to
that's
zero.
Classic. You can watch Marky Mark make out with a monkey.
Going to the next. Give us number two, Katie.
All right. Doris, the waitress. Ralph. Gus.
I think I.
Mrs. Lancaster. Nancy. Buster.
Uh-huh.
Ned. Larry. Rita.
Rita.
And Phil.
Nick, Groundhog Day.
Correct.
Oh. Rita, that's right. It's like the only movie Rita ever.
You said Ned, right?
Yeah.
Ned Ryerson?
Yeah. Yes,
yeah, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Is he just billed as Ned, though? Is
yeah.
He, I think you should say Ned Ryerson. If you say Ned Ryerson,
then
you
don't know Ned.
Well, no,
yeah. If you say Phil Connors, then we're going to be on it immediately. Mm-hmm. I think that's a better way to do it.
Well, TV Guide doesn't have their last name.
Oh, maybe TV Guide isn't who we should be using for this game. I never approved it. All right. Okay, Nick is up 1-0. Going to the third one.
All right. Here we go.
Have I already won just based on how this game is going?
Probably.
It's going tremendously.
I told you it was. Okay, this one, they have first and last names, so
excellent.
Let's see. Todd Nixon. Scotty Mercer. Major Jim Holtz. Deborah Wilton. General Hopgood.
Ooh.
Tim Coots. Bill Django. Larry Hooper. Lynn Cassidy. And Bob Wilton.
So what's going on in sports?
go through them again real quick there,
Katie. All right. Todd Nixon, Scotty Mercer, Major Jim Holtz, Deborah Wilton, General Hopgood, Tim Coots, Bill Django, Larry Hooper, Lynn Cassidy, and Bob Wilton.
All of those are sparking like 5% recognition.
I kind of have a guess.
I'm out. I have the lead, so I'm not buzzing in to lose my lead.
I'm going
to,
What's your guess?
Okay, let's just proceed as if this is going really
Katie
well.
Has my poker face. I could just say my guess, and then she'd immediately tell me if I'm right or wrong. No, I'm a pass as well. But is it What About Bob?
No.
Yeah.
what general was in What About Bob?
Well, that's what I was trying to think. Aren't there some like summer camp type people? Maybe they give the summer camp the kids titles. Is the kid named Scotty? I could see the wife being named Lynn, but the Lynn wouldn't be the second build character. It'd be whatever Richard Dreyfuss's name is.
I want to go Euro Trip just because of Scotty Doesn't Know. I'm not even sure if that's the right movie.
I don't think
it's
Euro Trip.
That seems a stupid idea. But yeah.
Full Metal Jacket.
No. The Men Who Stare at Goats.
Oh, yes. That
I got
one.
No
that
idea one. What the...
Kevin,
George
stop throwing that mic.
9-8-3-9.
It's also now becoming evident to me that you assembled this game as we were doing the show today. Is that what's happening here?
No.
That is Jason Dick high school homework style. I do my period 3 homework during period 2.
Wow. What have we talked about?
All right, 1-0.
What are tequila movies?
Going to the fourth one. Anybody's game, Katie?
Happy Gilmore?
Let's have the fourth one.
This one also only has 7.
Okay, so we're starting at number 7.
Bustopher Jones. Jenny Ann Dot. Any Dots. Gus the Theater Cat. Old Deuteronomy.
Nick, Cats.
Yes.
Whew. Oh, Jesus. Hang on, like 2019 James Corden Cats?
Yes.
There's more than 7 people in that.
That's not what TV Guide says.
Oh, this is an
abomination. I told you it was going to go tremendously.
This is a disaster. This is
Mr. Mistopheles and...
Oh, Nick can get how many bonus points are available?
3.
Oh, you can just lock it up right here.
I can't name another one. I'm going to say Mr. Mistopheles, Taylor Swift, and Release the Beehole Cut.
Okay. Number 3, McCavity, played by Idris Elba. Number 2, Victoria, played by Francesca Hayward. And number 1 is Bombalurina. That sounds like Bumbleina, but Cat's version. Bombalurina, played by Taylor Swift.
Okay. So you got none of those right, correct?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Correct. Still two to nothing. Mercifully going into the last one.
Two to nothing. I'm just finding Nick's victory music first. Hang on one sec.
No, don't say never say never.
This is how in poker, if you get all in and you're behind, you put out the money first. You start to pay them before they even run out the board, and that's the way you jinx them. So that's the way I'm going to get you. That's the way I'm going to get you.
All right, hang on. Well, since you're doing that, I'm going to write down my guess just for the last one.
Okay, who cares?
Yeah, but go, Katie.
All right. Yeah, 2-0 to the last one.
Tracy Walker, narrator.
Ooh.
Gondo, Oracle. Nutmeg.
Okay.
Dick.
Yep.
Uh oh.
5-4.
Semi-pro.
3. No.
There's a character named Nutmeg in Semi-Pro, no?
Okay.
That's when you bounce the ball between the defender's legs and Nutmeg.
Yeah.
So keep going. Let's hear the...
King. Duke.
King and the Duke.
Dick. Boss.
Dick.
Oh, Nick. Isle of Dogs.
Is he allowed to...
No, I can't buzz in anymore.
You can't buzz in again. No. Yes, correct, Nick. That's correct.
Yeah.
Come on, Jason. This was my softball pitch.
That
one
was for
to
me.
You. Yes.
Why?
Because aren't
I
you
like
a big
Isle of Dogs?
Wes
Anderson
guy?
Fine. Sure. Why?
I don't know any of the dogs' names. What did you read me the last like two or three last week? You did.
Boss, Duke, King. Nutmeg.
Okay.
There's two remaining.
I'm just going to say Chief and Captain.
It's Chief and Rex.
What are you? You're ha-haing that you got 1 point correct?
Because I figured out the theme.
Huh. What is the theme?
They're all named like kings and stuff.
Oh, the theme. I thought this game had a theme.
No.
It did have
disaster.
A theme.
Yeah.
No, if you can guess... the theme of all the movies, you get 5 bonus points.
So I could still win, you're saying. I already played Nick's Big Hang on, Music.
Give me the names of the movies. What do we do?
Dick. They're all movies that involve some sort of animal type thing.
Correct.
Now, ladies and gentlemen. This is how we do it. Something, Men Who Stare at Goats, Isle of Dogs.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day, yeah. Okay, there we go.
Planet of the Apes.
I think it was probably more generic than she would have.
What was your, what was that Nick Mouthing song, Nick? What song was that?
Fuel.
Yeah.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Hang on, this one, for some reason, this remix is not available for all the Nick Mouthing, but this one we have. Both at the same time.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.
Dr. Mark Malone from Advanced Pain Care on how the spinal cord stimulator blocks pain signals, bringing patients relief at last.
Spinal stimulation is an implantable device consisting of two tiny wires connected to a battery that are placed alongside the spine. These wires emit a tiny electronic signal that blocks the pain signal that travels on nerves.
Advanced Pain Care, 512-244-4272 or online, austinpaindoctor.com.